إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، يقول شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب من الشرك الاستعاذة بغير الله، قوله تعالى: وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala then bring this chapter: to seek refuge in other than Allah is a part of shirk. And he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Jinn, ayah number 6: and verily there were men among mankind who took shelter with the male jinns, but they, meaning the jinns, increased them, meaning the mankind, in sin and disbelief. مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, give us the wisdom and the reason for that which the Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى chose this chapter and placed it in كتاب التوحيد. قال أن فيه بيان نوع من أنواع الشرك المنافي للتوحيد، وهو الاستعاذة بغير الله ليحذر ويجتنب. He says he brought this chapter in كتاب التوحيد because in this chapter he made clear one of the types of shirk. One of the types of shirk that opposes توحيد. That's not from توحيد. Has nothing to do with توحيد. That type of shirk is seeking refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he brings this in this chapter so that we know it and we know about it and we avoid it and we stay away from it. والاستعاذة لغة الالتجاء والاعتصام والتحرز وحقيقتها الهرب من شيء تخافه إلى من يعصمك منه. Then the Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan give us a definition of this word, the key word in the class of today, al-isti'adha. When you say a'udhu billah, because that's the right way, say a'udhu billah, I seek refuge with Allah, then from whatever you're afraid of. The main thing is you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shirk, from falling in shirk, from kufr, from hypocrisy. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaytan and following his path. Linguistically, isti'adha is that you find a shelter. You go place, or you turn to someone, or to do something that protects you from an evil. Its reality, he says, is that you run away from something that you're afraid of to someone or something that protects you from that thing. Ya'udhun, he says in this ayah here, that certain people, when they're traveling and the night, they end up in a valley, scary, dark. What these people they used to do? They used to seek refuge from any evil that may happen to them in that valley. They seek refuge with whoever in charge of that valley, from the jinn and the like. And the Shaykh says, وَهَٰؤُلَاءِ مِنْ سُفَهَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. And these are from the foolish people who think like this. You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah's protection. المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning of this verse, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن الله سبحانه يخبر أن بعض الإنس يلجؤون إلى بعض الجن لتؤمنهم مما يخافون. So in this ayah Allah is telling us and informing us that some of the human beings, they turn to some of the jinn to protect them and to grant them safety, instead to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for safety and protection, they turn to the jinn and they ask protection from the jinn. They implore and beg the jinn to protect them from that which they are afraid of. وَأَنَّ الْمُلْتَجَأَ بِهِمْ زَادُ الْمُلْتَجِئِينَ خَوْفًا بَدَلَ أَنْ يُؤَمِّنُوهُمْ. And actually, this action that this human being, they did, by them turning to the jinn and seeking refuge with them from what they fear, by them doing this action, it increased them in fear. It increased them in fear. Instead, they were looking for safety. Now it increased them in fear. وَهَذَا مُعَامَلَةٌ لَهُمْ بِنَقِيدِ قَصْدِهِمْ وَعُقُوبَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ. The Shaykh says, this is what they get by them not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, since they didn't turn the affairs to Him. They didn't seek refuge with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says these people, they were afraid of something. Had they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah, because the affair is in Allah's hands, and Allah is able to do all things, Allah will descend tranquility, peace on their hearts. But since they turned to the jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their fear to increase. مناسبة الآية للباب. Then the Shaykh gave us the relevance and why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه وتعالى chose this verse as a proof into this chapter. قال أن الله سبحانه وتعالى حكى عن مؤمن الجن أنهم لما تبين لهم دين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وآمنوا به ذكروا أشياء من الشرك كانت تجري من الإنس في الجاهلية, من جملتها الاستعاذة بغير الله وذلك من باب الاستنكار لها. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى منشن that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inform us here about the believers amongst the jinn. For the jinn, there's believers amongst them too. There are those who believe and those who disbelieve. The jinn too, they are those who are Muslim and those who are not. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this ayah about the believers amongst the jinn. And that is when the deen of Allah, the religion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was made clear to them, they believe in it. They believe and they become believers. They believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they mention some of the shirk. They mentioned some shirk that some human beings in Jahiliyyah, they used to practice as related to involving the jinn into that shirk. And that the people, they used to seek refuge with the jinn. Isti'ada bi ghayrillah, seek refuge with others or from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they mentioned this as a refutation to those actions. They are not from the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, people should seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. ما يستفاد من الآية. What is some of the benefits of this ayah? Number one, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, أن الاستعاذة بغير الله شرك، أن الاستعاذة بغير الله شرك. The seeking refuge in others than Allah is shirk. Seeking refuge with other than Allah, doesn't matter what it is shirk. لأن مؤمني الجن قالوا ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. Because the believers among the jinn, they said, and we would not set any partners with our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does the ayah number 2 in Surah Al-Jinn. ثم ذكروا بعد ذلك على وجه الاستنكار وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعودون برجال من الجن. After they said the jinn, the believers among the jinn, they say that they do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they say, and verily, there were men among mankind who took shelter and seek refuge with the male jinn to the ayah. So the first benefit, أن الاستعاذة بغير الله شرك, that seeking refuge and seeking shelter and protection from other than Allah is shirk. But it's very important to understand in the which only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahu ta'ala, they says, this doesn't mean that you don't seek help from nobody, you don't ask nobody for anything. La. If the people can help you with certain things, yes. But things that are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask only Allah. And we if you remember in a previous chapter, we learned that yes, as related to the human being, you ask them things, but there is conditions. Remember those conditions? Naam Hassan?
They have to be present.
Hassan, they have to be present at that time. You're not gonna talk to somebody in China, push me, can you help me push my car? Push the car. He's in China, you're in America. How are you gonna push your car? Naam, he has to be present. What else?
Has to be
Luqman. He has to be able. Somebody sick can help you. Talking to a baby. Give me a hand. No. You have to be able to do what you're asking. Number three. What else? Have to be alive. Not dead. Because people, they turn to the dead people in the graves and asking them, oh so-and-so, give me children, oh so-and-so, help me out. Give me a hand. Nah. And number four, it has to be something that human being is able to do. Something within their ability, not something else that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, عموم رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم للثقلين. Also this ayah is a benefit that the message of Muhammad, our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, is for mankind, for the human being and the jinn, not just for the human being. And by the way, I had a tape. I can't locate it right now. I moved many times. Now I don't know where that tape is that I had. But inshallah, maybe it's available in the stores or somewhere else. That Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, al-Sheikh al-Allama, al-Allama al-Yaman, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he gave a talk, a muhadara to the jinn. No, he gave a talk to the jinn.
Huh?
Hey, no, he gave a talk. He's on what? He gave a talk to the jinn. And in that muhadara, it's not just an answer, it was a lecture. The Shaykh is addressing the jinn. Same way he would address the human being like he's talking to them. Of course, we don't see the jinn, and they see us. And it may be somebody right here listening, we don't know. Okay? So he was giving that talk, that lecture to them, commanding them to be obedient to Allah, reminding them of Tawheed, cautioning them and warning them against shirk, and advising them that this message is for them as well, not just for the human being. And he advised them to learn the deen and to fear Allah and stay away from shirk and disbelief and from harming, especially from harming the people, and that's haram. And he advised them to be upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, upon the way of the Salaf, and not to follow innovations and hizbiyah and all these things. None. Allahu Akbar. And that they should obey the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, and al isti'adha bi ghayrillahi turithul khawfa wa da'af. That seeking refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk and brings nothing but more fear and weakness. That's what it brings. It brings more fear and weakness. Number four, يفهم من الآية أن الاستعاذة بالله تورث قوة وأمنا مفهوم المخالفة. The Sheikh mentioned, after he mentioned this last point, number three, the benefit, he mentioned another one related to it. He says that we understand from the ayah that the opposite meaning of it is true, which is, what is it? Ahsant. That seeking refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala earns you tranquility, safety, and strength. Allahu Akbar. Since seeking refuge with other than Allah is bring you nothing but fear, increase that person in fear and in weakness. Now seeking refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings safety, security, and calmness, peace. وعن خولة بنت حكيم قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرحل من منزله ذلك رواه مسلم. Then Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, he mentioned a hadith, second proof into this chapter. He has two proofs in this chapter. Sometimes he brings more, 5, 7 proofs in one chapter. Now he has two, one ayah from Surah al-Jinn and one hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2708, on the authority of Khawla bint Hakim. She said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever goes into a dwelling, somebody is traveling, somebody going in a place, you end up in a place, you camping in a place, you end up in a villa, in an apartment, in a hotel room as you're traveling. As soon as you end for that, you get to that place that you're going to get some rest, spend some nights or whatever, you say this. Whoever said this dua, I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words from the evil of those creatures which He created. If somebody said that, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. No harm shall befall that person until he departs from that place. And this is from the dua that you say when? Aynam, and when? The evenings. Adhkar al-Masa. The evening supplication. Share with you something that we heard from our beloved Sheikh Muhammad bin Sheikh Falah Ismail, Hafidhahullah, when he was here. And what happened, as the Sheikh, he was given a talk once here in America when he was last year. Something like, it was not even a scorpion, it was a little beetle. It was a little insect. And people, they're moving away. Nobody wants to grab it and put it outside the masjid. The Sheikh said, "What's that?" They're like, "Oh, nothing. Somebody get it. You're scared or something?" And then he mentioned something that took place when he was learning. Because the Sheikh is from Kuwait, but he studied in Medina. And he used to sit in the classes of Sheikh Ash-Shangiti, the Sheikh Rahimahullah, the great Allama, who has the tafsir Adwa al-Bayan, amongst many other beneficial work. This is a great Sheikh, great Allama, in Sheikh al-Imam al-Shangiti. So, he says, we were in his class. He says, and the Sheikh, he was given his class once, in the evening, Maghrib. He's given a class. He says, and then all of a sudden, Imam al-Shangiti, he began to rub. He got his hands through his pocket. He says, and you know, the Sheikh, he used to wear those thobes that they have, what do you call this?
Pocket.
No, not a pocket.
It's a slit.
Slit?
Yeah, because it goes inside.
Fake pocket.
Yeah, a fake pocket.
Yeah.
It's just an opening, but there is no pocket.
Yeah.
The pocket, where the pocket is?
In the pants.
So here we have pockets in these thobes. But some thobes, they don't have pockets. What do we have?
A slit,
an opening that you go to. So that, he said, the Sheikh, he put one hand. He's given it a class. He's still explaining, and he put his hand and start rubbing. They're like, what the Sheikh is doing? He says, a couple minutes later, he put the other hands, two openings, and he start rubbing. And the Sheikh continued to give the class. Continue. He said, the students, they were like, when the Sheikh see that the students are disturbed, then he pull out his hands, two scorpions in his hands. Scorpions, not beetles. Alright? And he says, since you're disturbed, he wasn't going to stop the class. He was holding the scorpions, continue the class. He said, since the students are disturbed, now, he's like, who can take this outside? Students are like, what? Take what outside? Nobody wants to. Everybody was like, what is this? Scorpions? Everybody, nobody says, oh, I got them. Look, here is the point. The Sheikh says, you're afraid? You didn't make the adhkar of evening today? You didn't make the adhkar of evening? Why are you afraid? Okay, these are from the things that Allah creates. And yes, they cause harm to the people. They have some evil that cause harm. Didn't you seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these creatures? But the Sheikh Falah Ismail, he says, it's not enough to just say it with your tongue. You have to believe in it in your heart. Just say it, but then you're like, oh man, I don't know, man. It's not going to work. He says, look at him. They didn't bother him. Iman and taqwa, barakallahu feekum. So anyway, this is one of the things. Ash-shay'u bi-shay'i yudhkar. Who narrated this hadith? Ahsant, ya Abdullah. Na'am, Abdurrahim? Muslim, na'am. Muslim did narrate the hadith. Muslim did what, Ibrahim? Collected it, ahsant. He recorded it in his sahih. But as Abdullah wa ta'ala says, وَحَفِظَكَ اللَّهُ وَالسَّامِعِينَ خَوْلَ بِنْتُ حَكِيمٍ خَوْلَ بِنْتُ حَكِيمٍ. Who is she? Because خَوْلَ بِنْتُ حَكِيمٍ, she was a woman. She is خَوْلَ, the daughter of Hakim ibn Umayyah. السلمية كانت زوجة لعثمان بن مضعون رضي الله عنه وكانت صالحة فاضلة. She was a wife of عثمان بن مضعون, one of the Sahaba, the blind man, and she was a righteous woman. She was a noble, righteous woman. Radiallahu anha. He says here, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ. I seek refuge, and I seek, I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words. He said, here is the Qur'an. قال الشيخ هنا القرآن. And you can seek refuge of Allah from that with the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an is sifa from sifatillah, is a description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ الوالد صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, يرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته إلى الاستعاذة النافعة التي يندفع بها كل محظور يخافه الإنسان عندما ينزل بقعة من الأرض, بأن يستعيذ بكلام الله الشافي الكافي الكامل من كل عيب ونقص, ليأمن في منزله ذلك ما دام مقيما فيه من كل غائلة سوء. He says here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guiding his ummah to the proper and beneficial way of seeking refuge. Because as a human being, we're weak. We're afraid of things. Who's not afraid of scorpions here? Would you sleep with a scorpion next to you? If you see a scorpion under your pillow, you're going to say, hey, that's a little tiny thing. I'm 180 pounds, man. I can crush that thing. Huh? Yeah, you can crush it if you step on it, but now it's under your pillow, close to your ear and your throat. So we're weak. So you seek refuge with that. And from any evil, not just of the scorpions. There's just an example. From the evil in the streets, the evil people. Because you're asleep, you don't know who may break into your window. But you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all those evil. Your children running in the backyard. You don't know whether a coyote come or whatever, a dog, a stray dog. You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of this evil. He says, so the proper way to do it, the proper isti'adha and seeking refuge that will bring you benefit. And the benefit we're talking about here is safety and security from that which you fear. Now here, especially when you reside in a place, when you end in a place of rest, that you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah's perfect words. Because the Qur'an is a shafi, is a cure. Alaysa kadhalik? Allah says, بَلْ هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. And we reveal the Qur'an as a cure. The cure, نعم. كافي. The Qur'an is sufficient. That's why Shaykh bin Baz, رحمه الله تعالى, as we heard from our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Ali Twajri, حفظه تعالى, many times, most recently, a couple of months ago, he gave us a talk on the Qur'an, if you remember, right here at Masjid Tawheed. And he mentioned that Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great alim, he used to say that when you read the Qur'an, have your intention not only to get that great reward that Allah promised those who recite the Qur'an, which you get with every letter, a good deed and a good equal to 10 at least. He says, no, with that, have a good intention that the Qur'an is a cure. And is a cure from every disease you think of. Shirk, hypocrisy. He says even the body, the sickness and the disease of the body. Anything. Sihr. People are, well, he got magic, what he going to do? What he going to do? He don't know what to do. Read Qur'an. Seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sihr. And read Qur'an, ruqya with Qur'an. You are sick. Anything, read more Qur'an. Read more Qur'an for yourself, for your children. We run to Publix before we run to the Qur'an. Qur'an is right there in the house, next to you. at a grab. Or you have it, some ayats and surahs, you memorize them in your chest, and we're going to run on the highway and spend gas to run to public. Yes, this doesn't mean that using medication or going to the doctor is haram. The Prophet says, Tadawwa ibad Allah, all you servants of Allah, seek treatment. It's okay. It's okay to go to the doctor and take medication, but the real thing is this. And the ulama from the Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, says, and if you combine between the two, that's way better. Even when you go to the doctor and he give you a prescription and you're using it, do the Quran. Don't leave off the Quran. Read the Quran. Read the Quran to yourself, to your families. Your wife is sick, your mother is sick, your children are sick. Read Quran, inshallah ta'ala, and advise them to read the Quran. He says, because this is what is free from all deficiencies and imperfections. No side effects in this one. Now you got a medicine, yes, it's going to work with your migraine, but it give you trouble with, where? Your liver. They tell you right there, a warning. Now Advil and all of them, and Tylenol, they come with what? A new severe warning, new warnings, extra warnings. Yes, it's going to help that migraine to go away, that pain. But then what they tell you? They tell you, but watch out, man, it may cause you dizziness. What?
Yeah.
Nausea. Liver failure. Who wants to have a liver failure for a migraine? But of course, that doesn't happen immediately. Maybe if people take a lot of it, Allahu A'lam. But the Shaykh says, but the words of Allah, they free from imperfection. They can bleed. Okay? So why the Prophet ﷺ advised the people to do this? So that they, once they get to that place, they stay in calm state, serene. Because when a person travels a long journey and he ends up in a room, an apartment that he or she rented, or they visited family members in this state or this town, why a person, he wants to get some rest. He don't want to worry, right? So now he make this dua, inshallah ta'ala, so he can get that rest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم مناسبة الحديث للباب الشيخ قال أن فيه إرشادا إلى الاستعاذة النافعة المشروعة بدلا من الاستعاذة الشركية التي كان يستعملها المشركون. The relevance of this hadith to this chapter, the Shaykh says in it, the Prophet ﷺ advising us and guiding us to the beneficial way of seeking refuge, the beneficial and legislated one. It's very important. Beneficial and legislated. النافعه المشروعه. The beneficial and legislated way. Instead of that isti'adah that is shirk, that the mushrikun used to use. The mushrikun used to seek refuge with jinn. They end up somewhere and they're like, look, we seek refuge from the jinn so they don't harm us. No, seek refuge from with the lord of the jinn, not the jinn. ما يستفاد من الحديث? What is the benefits that we learn from this hadith? Number one, بيان أن الاستعادة عبادة. Number one, that seeking refuge is an act of worship. And you know, since it's an act of worship, you have to be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Number two, أن الاستعادة المشروعة هي ما كانت بالله أو بأسماء الله وصفاته. That words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or seeking refuge with Allah, with His names and His attributes, is considered a legislated isti'ad. You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say a'udhu billah, or His names, or His sifat, His attributes. Number three, أن كلام الله غير مخلوق. Likewise, we benefit from this hadith that the speech of Allah is not created. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ الْإِسْتِعَادَ بِهِ. Why? Because Allah make it permissible to seek refuge in His words. See? وَالْإِسْتِعَادَ بِالْمَخْلُوقِ شِرْكٌ كَمَا سَبَقَ. And remember, as we learn from the ayah, that seeking refuge with the creation in the creatures is shirk. Alright? So now, فَدَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. And this is one of the many proofs that shows that the Qur'an is not created. Why? Because it is permissible to seek refuge in the words of Allah, the Qur'an. But seeking refuge in the creation is what? Shirk. So what does it mean? What is the conclusion? The Sheikh says that the Qur'an is not created. Number four, فضيلة هذا الدعاء مع اختصاره. This dua, even though it's very concise. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Seven words, or eight. But it contains a great benefit. The nobility of this supplication, even though it is concise. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Number five, أَنَّ نَوَاصِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. That all four locks of the creatures in Allah's hands. What does it mean? Allah is the master, control over the creation. Because we need to take somebody by the head and you can push them here, come here. And you direct them. But all, Allah is the master and has control over the creation. And by this we come to an end to this chapter. Once again, this chapter was about seeking refuge in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is shirk. Rather, we seek refuge in Allah, in His words, in His names, in the Quran, His names and attributes. And likewise, we learn that this dua, alhamdulillah, this great dua that is in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Khawla bint Hakim, radiallahu anha, that we should say it, and we learn when to say it, especially in the adhkar of the evenings, and also whenever we end up in a place before you're traveling, you stop in any place. For rest, you make this dua, and Allah will protect you against any evil, inshallah. Subhanakallahu bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka, wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallama ala Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallama tasliman kathira.